Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you use a top sheet or no sheet? It's Elizabeth and Radar. This is a new dumb debate that, well, my wife actually saw on a Facebook reel from the Today Show. Little survey that asked this question.
Do you believe in a top sheet 100%. Or no top sheet? Millennials, Gen Zers are anti-top sheet.
Yeah, that's the deal. Millennial that's and disgusting. Gen Zers are anti-top
that's
sheet.
That's gross. So, it's sanitary. That's why you're supposed to have the top sheet.
Shared this with the kids, my daughters, Lexi and Haley, both in their 20s, and my son Bones, who's also in his 20s, and they all said, yeah, we don't have a top sheet. And they're Gen Zers. They don't have a top sheet. And I'm like, why? Why don't you have a top sheet? And it's funny because you look at, if you Google it, like, why don't people have a top sheet? They all said the same thing. It's one extra piece of bedding, and it only gets bunched up. So they would rather, like my daughter Lex, she would rather wash her duvet and the comforter once a week and just say, heck with the top sheet. We don't have the top sheet. Sometimes it gets
too warm. It's because they don't want to do extra laundry.
And it's just too cumbersome in the bed. And I'm like, we've been using top sheets forever.
So when you used to make their bed, you would put a top sheet down.
Absolutely.
Well, for Brayson, who does his own laundry, he washes his own sheets, makes his own bed. I can tell you that that kid doesn't keep anything tucked in when he's sleeping. It's crazy.
Like, he gets ripped out.
Nothing is tucked in. So he does have a top sheet, but it's always twisted up and untucked, and the comforter's untucked, that I don't know if he's actually using it or not.
That's weird.
But it's never tucked in and in place. Like, I don't know how that kid sleeps. I swear he's like a wild animal twisting and rolling around.
And Lexi's
like a pig in the mud or something.
Lexi's going on a trip and she has to stay in a hotel and she's like, oh yeah, that sheet will be moved to the side or I'll just rip it off.
So
and
wait,
just cover up with everything else. And I'm like, huh?
No, that is shocking to me. When she's in a hotel.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Oh gosh, Lexi, that's gross.
Well, she says everything is washed, but I don't want to do that.
I don't
top
know
sheet
that
thing.
You always know what the comforters are always washed in hotels.
Yeah, but she's all like,
the
oh,
top
it's gonna...
sheet is meant to protect you.
I know.
Because you don't wash your comforter as much as you wash your sheets.
But she does. And so does my daughter, Haley, because they have laundry right in their apartment. So they're like, yep, dump it right in there.
These I'll Gen wash Zs are not sanitary.
No,
that's
it's
what we're
weird.
Learning here. That
it's
is
weird.
So weird.
Is anybody else like a Gen Z? You don't use a top sheet? There's nobody out there who will say, yeah, and I don't use it either. It's too much.
I can't believe that that's even a thing.
I'm like, that kind of provides a little bit of a layer of coolness or heat to keep the heat in. Nope. I'd rather put an extra comforter or whatever on top, an extra blanket on top
and also,
to keep you warm.
Comforters aren't always as soft as what a sheet is. Because the other side of the comforter has all the stitching and everything.
I mean, look at us. Look at us Gen Xers saying, yeah, come on, you got to put that on there. And millennials, Gen Z, nope. Not happening. So how about you? 414-432-1099. You can call or you can text that Siding Unlimited text line. 414-432-1099. Does anybody else not use a top sheet? Do you know anybody?
I'm unsettled by this. This is like
isn't it weird?
This is like putting on tennis shoes and not wearing socks. It'd be itchy and uncomfortable. And also stinky and not sanitary because you sweat. This is not normal.
Okay, so after we talked about this, can I make a confession?
What?
My wife always steals the sheet. I never sleep with a top sheet, even though it's on.
Okay, but that's not by choice.
That's
She's
different.
Just taking it.
414-432-1099. It's the mix. Do you use a top sheet or not? That's kind of a dumb debate we're talking about because of a reel that popped up on Facebook. My wife, Jess, showed it to me. And sure enough, our kids in their 20s don't use that top sheet. And Kaylin, how about you? What do you think? Are you using that top sheet or do you not use that top sheet?
I do. Both my husband and I are 30. I use the top sheet. However, he does not.
Ooh, a split household. You guys sleep in the same bed?
We sleep in the same bed. He just kind of puts his half of the top sheet to my side.
Because he knows you're going to steal it anyway, like my wife does anyway.
Actually, he's the bed hog.
He is. I just think it'll be scratchy and not comfortable at all.
I would think so, too.
Well, he has a fuzzy blanket and then the comforter. And then I have the top sheet and the other comforter.
And the other comforter, man, you're staying nice and toasty in that bed with two comforters.
Well, when he decides to take up 75% of the bed, one has to stay warm.
It's survival. You have to do what you have to do. It's like a battleground in that bed sometimes.
I don't want to be rattling and shivering. Oh, my gosh. Kaylin, thanks a lot for calling about this dumb debate.
No, not a problem. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thanks for listening.
You got Elizabeth and Radar here on the mix. How about you, Denise? Top sheet or no top sheet? Some people call it a flat sheet. But we're talking about it's the same thing. Top sheet or no top sheet?
No top sheet.
Okay, are you 23 years old like Radar's kids?
I'm 62.
What? We found someone that's not a Gen Z.
Finally.
Have you always not used a top sheet?
Maybe in the last 10 years, I cannot stand microfiber sheets. And to me, they're suffocating. So I don't like the top sheet.
You don't use it.
And I do change my top blanket that we cover up with every week. I have more than one blanket, and it's rotated along with
my kids are doing,
And you do need to do that, because they talk about the cleanliness online and the hygiene and everything like that, because the sheets allow you to sort of sweat into that, and it'll clean easier. Is it itchy for you, though, to have the underside of the comforter?
Oh, no, because I have a blanket that is smooth on the bottom.
Oh,
it's very velvety smooth on the bottom.
Perfect.
No, I've thought it through.
I mean, it's like taking a nap on the couch. You don't have a sheet when you're doing that. You put a blanket over you.
That's true. Denise, welcome to the millennials. You're now a millennial. Yeah, don't even worry about it, Denise. Nice job.
You go, girl.
Have a good one. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Bye.
Let's try a guy here. Adam. Do you use that top sheet or not? That's the question today.
I do not use the top sheet.
What?
Oh, come on
How old are you, Adam?
I am 36.
And so what is it? Is it restricting? You're hot?
It's just pointless.
It's not pointless.
It's extra laundry.
It's actually not pointless, though, because when you think about the reason why you use it to sort of protect the comfort and duvet. It's lightweight, so it's easy to wash. I mean, it can allow temperature regulation. It's breathable more than a blanket.
Yeah, but so is the comforter. Comforter is all those things, except a little thicker.
Okay, so, and then do you wash that comforter, at least once a week?
Well, I'm going to take this one step further.
Oh, okay.
So I'm also married, okay? Shared a bed with my wife. We have a split king. That top sheet is jammed all completely to her side.
Yeah, see? It's okay, so
that's
my wife does the same thing.
That's what it is. That's awesome.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining this dumb debate. The top sheet or no sheet. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Thanks for listening.
Man, we are getting so many text messages, too, at 414-432-1099. Top sheet is the biggest nonsense. What is going on? I mean, come on.
Well, and here's another one that says, hello, my name is Sydney, texting into the show. I'm also a Gen Z, and I agree. Top sheets are awful. I don't like when they're tucked in or loose. By the next morning, I've always subconsciously pushed the sheet, and it's bunched up at the bottom of the bed. I sleep with a comforter and a crocheted blanket. We wash the comforter once a week with the fitted sheet and our pillowcases, or on a different set for the following week.
So that's interesting.
I think we might have been working harder than we need to for sleeping compared to what these Gen Zs are doing.
I think so. Lynette and Racine said the same thing. Hate, hate, hate top sheets. Always have. I'm not much of a sweater, but I wash my comforters and bottom sheet every couple of weeks. So there you go. Lynette and Racine, everybody who doesn't use that top sheet, are we missing something?
Do you see the text messages, though, that are coming in where people are saying, I'm 45, I don't use a top sheet. Here's one, I'm 47, I don't use a top sheet. So look, guys, if you're cool, it means you don't use the top sheet because you want to be a Gen Zer. That's what we've learned here.